know, we often say the best parts of Rosie on the House happen during the breaks when we're resetting for the next one. And, of course, Louisiana right. boy in the other room strongly disagreed with Farmer Greg about ants.
Just one species.
Because y'all got some fire ants down there in the bayou.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, we got them here, too.
Yeah. I know we have them in the desert. Also, there's some black ants that kind of bite, too, as well.
So, you know, and usually what I tell people about ants, if they're somewhere not bothering you, leave them alone. You know, if they're bothering you, you're going to have to, address them. And when I say bothering you, I mean biting your legs.
Yeah.
You know, if they're just out there, they're helping you in the landscape. One of the things, and I hate to say this because, you know, I don't like killing anything in my landscape, but one of the things that I'll do is I'll take a pitchfork and I'll dig up the ant hill a little bit. And then I hate to say this, I go and get some boiling water and I just dump it on them.
That's your ant remedy at the time you do need to remove the nest?
Yeah. And, you know, it's not a great thing, but it handles it. And I don't have to do it very often, but if you have biting ants in your yard, that's the solution I've found that works best.
When I bought my first house in Louisiana, I had a serious red ant problem. I mean, that mound was huge, and it was close to a pear tree, which was producing. So hot water didn't do the trick. But a little gasoline.
Oh, ouch. Yeah. I'm not even going there.
Oh, that's the only thing I could do with it. But what was amazing is, you know, when you look at an ant pile, you see how tall it is. Think about how deep it is.
Oh, yeah.
And this one was deep. I just kept shoveling, and it kept reigniting the fuel. And next thing I know, I had a hole in the yard.
You seriously lit them on fire, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you wouldn't get a mess with them.
You only have to step on a fire ant nest once in Louisiana. That's a one-time ever mistake. You never do that one twice.
I do got to say, though, be careful when you're playing with fire.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, a little side detour from our conversation that we were talking living things. We were talking about things that dig up and create the airspace. Oh, yeah. Water's also key. And, you know, water's a growing concern with everybody. And, you know, water, especially for a garden, you know, you don't need a big water source. And you can repurpose water if you've got a gray water system for laundry or your dishwasher.
Which is gray water is legal in the state of Arizona.
So, and you probably produce enough to water your own small little vegetable garden.
Yeah. Well, actually, for gray water, I'd stay away from watering my vegetables. But with gray water, you can actually water trees.
Okay.
Trees and landscape plants. Yeah.
I do know some people that use that for gardening, and they're using, you know, handmade organic soaps and stuff like that, no detergents. So, yeah, you do have to be a little careful there. But use it for your trees. That's a safe bet.
Exactly. Exactly. So, other things that are alive in the soil. Mushrooms. I get this question all the time. Oh, my gosh, I have mushrooms growing in my yard. How do I kill them? Here's the thing. If you have mushrooms growing in your yard, that's the bonus round. That's one of the best things to have growing in your yard is mushrooms. So explain that to me. Good.
Yeah, elaborate that.
Mushrooms are fungi, and they kind of, so according to, and I found this study online, S.A. Waxman, a microbiologist, in just one teaspoon of fertile soil, you can find 50 nematodes, 62,000 algae, this is the live things, 72,000 amoeba, over almost 3 million actinomycetes, whatever they are, and over 25 million bacteria, plus bunches of mushrooms. And mushrooms is the fungi that kind of, and what mushrooms do, along with a lot of these other things that are alive, they actually can attach and work in conjunction with the roots of the plants to make the plants more resilient so that they can reach further out and collect the nutrients out of the soil. In fact, there's beneficial things going on that's actually, with a lot of these things, it's actually reaching out to this dirt, hence what we talked about earlier, that you don't have to fertilize. All of these life things that are alive are reaching out to the dirt and breaking it down and making those nutrients available for the plants to uptake.
Now, how long do you think it took this microbiologist to pick out 50 nematodes and a quarter teaspoon of soil from 25 million bacteria?
Yeah, gosh knows.
What kind of microscope lens are you using for that?
Right? Well, you know, you got to admire somebody for that kind of tenacity, right?
Oh, man, these numbers are staggering.
Right. Absolutely. And one of the biggest things that you can do to negatively impact healthy soil is water your garden with chlorinated water. Because why is there chlorine in the water?
To kill bacteria, to keep it safe for drinking.
Exactly. So, and I know you guys have on Rosie on the House, I know you guys have a couple of really great companies that help take chlorine out of the water, right?
They do. There's a number of them. Water treatment specialists, absolutely.
Yeah. And so you need to figure out how to put some kind of dechlorination system on your house. And so make sure you do that, because you shouldn't be showering in chlorinated water. You shouldn't be drinking chlorinated water. And you absolutely shouldn't be watering your garden with chlorinated water. In fact, recently I had something really exciting happen. I needed to have my RO unit replaced here at the Urban Farm. And, you know, and I have to admit, Romy, it took me a couple of years to get this, but it is so important. If you have, and this is me preaching, you guys didn't set me up on this. This is me preaching. If you have something that's going on in your home, your castle, or cabin, did I say that right?
You did.
Yeah, very good. Go to rosieonthehouse.com, because those guys and gals that you guys certify, they're amazing. I've had so many incredible experiences, but it took me a couple of years to think, oh my gosh, I got something going on at the house. And I automatically go to Rosie on the House to find them. So I just had to do a shout out for that, because I've had so many great experiences with your certified people, man.
Well, they're thank great. You. It's been, what are we on now? 33 years in the making. So we work every day to make that the one-stop shop for all your homeowner needs, whether you're doing it yourself, looking for the right information, or looking for the right professional.
Yeah.
RosieOnTheHouse.com, one-stop shop, baby, for home, castle, or cabin. Thank you, Farmer Greg.
Absolutely, and I didn't get paid for that. So the other
checks
thing,
in the mail.
Checks in the mail.
There you go. You want to take the chlorine out. The second thing you want to do is you don't want to use chemical anything. I have been organic here at the Urban Farm for 32 years. And people say, well, what about the bugs? I don't have a bug problem. Are there bugs here? Yeah, but go chemical free. That is so incredibly important for the health of your soil. So there you go. That is really it. Five components of healthy soil: dirt, airspace, water, organic matter, and everything that's alive in the soil. And your solution, the way that you fix dirt, is add lots and lots and lots of organic matter.
And there are ways to do that affordable. We've talked about Chip Drop before.
Yep. ChipDrop.com will deliver 20 to 30 cubic yards of woody mulch to your driveway. And basically what they're doing is they're coordinating with tree services, so that the tree service doesn't have to dump it in a landfill. So that's a great place to get woody mulch in bulk for essentially free.
Less stress on the landfill.
Yep, exactly.
Free to you. Yep. You just have to wait till there's an arborist that's signed up with Chip Drop to be in your area with that, with all that chipped wood.
Yeah, exactly. And then
space to put it. 30 yards of material is going to take up a little bit of space.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. If you're going to get a chip drop, know that you're getting 20 to 30 cubic yards. That is a pile 8 feet wide, 6 feet tall, 20 feet long.
And you know what? I've seen a lot of people starting to use that for in horse areas. They will use for stalls and around staging areas where you saddle instead of just the dirt, like you said. It's a great tool for keeping the dust down. And when it rains and that gets saturated, you know, that moisture and the chips and the shredded wood, you know, just does that much more for your dust control around, you know, equestrian activities.
I was going to say, wait, it rains here?
It does.
Hopefully. Gary said to me that they're calling for a heavy monsoon season this year, which we so need.
The Weather Service is saying that, and they're holding to it so far.
I got my fingers crossed.
That is the most unusual thing I have ever seen was people complaining about rain in Arizona. I was walking a parking lot, and it was two people, and they're like, and it wasn't even raining hard. It was like drizzling. And they're complaining, we didn't move to Arizona for the rain. I'm like, oh my gosh, wait 10 minutes then. And then walk to your car. Jeez.
Exactly.
Any rain's good rain.
Exactly.
Rain is a good thing.
Chip Drop is a great place to get things. Arizona Worm Farm has worm castings. They have compost. They have planting mix. They also have woody mulch that they will deliver to you. So that's a great place for it. And then we sell Farmer Greg's planting mix through Tanks. Tanks Green Stuff is down in Tucson, and they sell compost. And the Summer Winds carries their Tanks compost and Farmer Greg's planting mix, as does Barry's True Value on 12th Street and Northern.
And talk about Tanks for a second, because that is an incredible soil. And again, nothing we're getting paid for. We've been watching this company as they've developed over the last 12 to 15 years. Great concept, started in Tucson and has really branched out. And when you hear it, you're like, yeah, it makes perfect sense. Something like that should be successful.
Oh, yeah. Well, basically what they're doing is they're taking green waste and food waste and composting it and turning it into this great, great soil. And they're local down in Tucson. And
so they're intercepting the green waste from restaurants before it gets to garbage and dumps.
Yeah, I don't know how much they're getting from restaurants. They're intercepting for sure the tree green waste, you know, the chipped wood and that kind of stuff.
And then like the produce that doesn't sell at grocery stores, instead of it getting thrown out, you know, they do a great job collecting those things.
Perfect. And they're turning it into local compost. And here's the thing, local compost, I would never go to a big box store and buy a bag of compost from someplace else. You want to make sure that you're getting local compost. Arizona Worm Farm, Tanks Green Stuff, they both make a great local compost. And the reason you want local compost is because it's got local microbes in it. The microbes coming from Minnesota or wherever it's being, you know, being shipped in from is for that area. We have the local microbes here that is going to be much more important for your garden.
Great tip. And we've got one final segment with Farmer Greg right after this. It's Rosie on the House.